Right, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, potentially good evening.
Good morning for me. I'm gonna be eating breakfast while we have this meeting, so I'm gonna keep my camera off.
Okay.
Good afternoon for me.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome, everyone. I'll just give it a couple or a minute or so just to see if anyone else arrives. Okay, well, that's 32 minutes past the hour here. So let's make a start. I'll just so welcome to the first Serials subgroup meeting. I suspect that this is maybe a little o overdue as a group, but let's make the most of it. And thanks for all turning up. If there is anybody who would volunteer as a minute taker for today, that would be amazing. Otherwise, we can rely on the recording or try and do some notes from the recordings afterwards.
Oh, when the AI notes aren't too bad, I think. Is there a do you have a thing for turning on the AI companion? It'll I think there's a way it takes notes, and they're really not bad.
Onion. I feel I did see it, but I'm not seeing it right now. Let me
It's
just
probably at the bottom of your screen, along with the React Share AI Companion
Oh,
apps. Yeah.
I don't have host privileges for this meeting, so I
Oh, okay.
can't enable it.
Let's
Don't
see.
know if.
Oh, yeah. This is, I can't enable it either. I don't know who has host for this. I wonder if it's me.
Okay. I'd...
Is it part of the, let me put my host code in for the serials or the acquisitions thing. If I can remember how. I'll figure something out, and then I'll, if nothing else, I'll go back and take notes.
Okay. Well, I guess we can all contribute to that. Thanks, Heather. Okay. I'll introduce myself. For those of you who don't already know me, I'm Owen Stevens, and I'm the product owner for the agreements and licenses, electronic resource management modules, the open access module, but in this context, most relevant is the serials management module, which is essentially a way of having prediction patterns run in Folio. I wasn't going to go around and have introductions for everybody, but I will say Joe Reimers is also here, or was here. Yes, Joe Reimers is also here. Joe, I don't know if you want to say hello, and introduce your role in relation to serials.
Sure. So, hello, very briefly, I don't know, my can't, well, suppose I could turn my camera on just to be sociable. But yeah, I am the product, in this case, for the receiving app, which is where the, all the serials, and by extension, the claims and bindery of the whole serial's life cycle. So involves multiple different components, and the receiving end is my bailiwick. So that's my involvement here.
Okay, great. Thanks, Joe. And are there any other product owners on the call?
I'm
Steph.
here. Yeah, I'm Steph Buck. Hi, everyone. I am one of the circulation product owners. I spent a couple of years working with Vega, and requests and all sorts of other circulation things. And then not too long ago, I moved over to work with Valeris. So still on circulation. And I am happy to be here and listen in.
Great, thanks, Steph. I think I'll also just ask Peter to introduce himself because Peter has been one of the people involved in getting this group set up.
Yeah, sure. I'm Peter Spresny. I'm coming from GBV, and we have been funding the development of the Serials app from the beginning. And yes, we had some discussions on improvements, and there it came up that Serials is also related to many other apps, especially to receiving. And so we thought it would be a good idea to form this new group and to bring people together who are interested and want to bring the development forward.
Thanks, Peter. And Charlotte, I don't know if you want to introduce yourself. I know that you've done a lot of work with metadata management in the past.
I'm Charlotte Witt. I'm not here in my capacity as a product owner for three different development teams, but I am here because I'm working closely with National Lab of Sweden, and they are very much interested in the Serials app. And I have, Ove and I have been talking with you about that we were working on setting up a migration sheet, etc., for helping out National Lab of Sweden. So I'm here to, with the implementation consultant hat on in that
Okay.
capacity.
Thanks, Charlotte. I said I wasn't planning to go around everybody. I don't mind if people want to introduce themselves. I'm very happy to for people to do that. I wanted to kind of call out the people I think are kind of likely to take the outputs of this group and turn them into work eventually. And I think I've caught everybody there. Okay, Joe says let's go round. Okay, why not then? I will go around my screen then and ask people to introduce themselves. If you don't have a working mic, feel free to do it in the chat instead. Heather, I have you on my list first.
I'm Heather McMillan. I'm a Serials Acquisitions Librarian with Texas A&M University, and I am also one of two conveners on the acquisition SIG.
Thanks, Heather. Katie, I have you next. Thanks, Katie. I see you've put it in the chat. Great practitioner. Wanda, I see you next.
My name is Wanda Adams. I am the Serials and Government Documents Coordinator at Benedictine College Library in Atchison, Kansas, and I need all the help I can get.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Wanda. Jean?
I'm Jean Pajarik, and I'm the head of technical services at Cornell Law Library in Ithaca, New York. And Although our print serials are diminishing seemingly by the day, I think it's still important to, learn about this. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Jean. Sven.
Yeah, hi. Acquisitions librarian from Leipzig. Don't work with serials on a day-to-day basis, but it's part of the area I need to get ready for Folio in a few years.
Hey, great. Thanks, Sven. Jackie.
Hi, I'm Jackie Magenjosk. Jean's my boss. I supervise the serials check-in staff at the Cornell Law Library, and we are wrangling the delightful world of legal serials.
Okay. And up next, it says C. Oplinger on my screen. So apologies, I don't know your name.
I'm Carol Oplinger. I'm at Texas A&M University. I work with Heather McMillan and want to see what I'm a serials copy cataloger. I'm going to see what I do that's going to
Okay.
mess her up.
Okay, well, good. Great to have some people here from metadata management side as well. Stephanie.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Caselli from Cairn University. My real title, I guess, is Dean of Educational Resources, but we're a small library, so I do a lot of stuff, and serials has always been my passion, and excited for
Okay.
everything that's happening. So, yeah.
Great, thanks, Stephanie. I have Susanna.
Yeah, hi, I'm Susanna. I'm working for the Bavarian Library Network. We're hosting the Bavarian libraries and migrating them to Folio.
Great, thanks, Susanna. We have Valerie.
Hey everyone, I'm Valerie Cervantes from the Library of Congress. I'm sort of the coordinator for the library on anything for acquisitions and for including all the way for serials receiving. We just launched Folio a couple weeks ago, and so we're kind of in the thick of getting our serials set up in the new environment. So, and we have copyright, we have law, we have general collection. So I'm the one who has the happy position of trying to wrangle all the different opinions that we have across the library.
Okay, thanks, Valerie. I see Andrea has introduced herself in the chat from Regensburg. So she'll go on to Joanna.
Hi, Joanna Serro. I'm the Serials Unit Supervisor at Cornell University Library.
Hi, Joanna. Kimberly.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Pamplin. I work with Heather and Carol at Texas A&M University. I work as a data analyst and help with the acquisition SIG. Mostly just interested in the apps kind of in our department, so I know what kind of data is there and what I can pull.
Great. And finally, I think Irina.
Hi, I'm business analyst and I'm working together with Steph in Valerie's team development
Okay,
team.
welcome. Thanks very much. Okay, so I think we have a good representation across different functional areas. I think I would love to see maybe a few more people from acquisitions and metadata management here, but I guess that it's up to us to make the topics interesting to them and get them to come along. So with that in mind, I've only got two things on the agenda today. And so first of all, just to introduce the serials subgroup, and secondly, to look at the topics we currently have written down. Maybe we'll get a chance to discuss some of those topics. And what I really want to make sure that we are doing is capturing topics for future discussion, whether we do that in the meeting or I just encourage you to add topics to the list, because I think that's the way in which this group can do lots of useful work. I think that from my perspective, there are definitely things I know from the serials management application side that I'd like to see discussed talking to Peter and Joe. I know that they have topics as well. But I think that one of the reasons for getting this group set up is that a lot of those discussions and thoughts have happened not exactly behind closed doors, but out of sight of the community so far. And or at least for the serials management, that's true. I don't that's not quite so true for receiving and acquisitions work. Kind of trying to get those discussions together. So that's part of the purpose of this group. And also to try to bring together views from across folio, from across areas of operation. And so that's why it's great to see people here from different areas of operation. But the, we know that serials, while, serials impacts across the board, it's not limited to one module. And I mean, obviously, the serials may be not unique there, but they have complexities and properties of their own. And what Joe and myself and Peter and others realized, and when we were doing some work on this, I guess a year ago now or more, looking at, for example, how we represent volume and issue or enumeration, multiple layers of enumeration data, multiple layers of chronology data in a serial item. Like, in order for that to work well across folio, we've got to get the agreement on that working the same in serials management as working the same in receiving, as working the same in inventory items, if indeed they are being checked in and items are being created from them. And for that to work through to discovery, so in the discovery layer, that's represented in the right way. And that is perhaps unusual for Folio to have, or at least it's one of the things where Folio can struggle in that if we don't all agree that up front, then it's possible to have, four different ways of doing the same thing, and we want to avoid that. So having this discussion, having this group where we can discuss these issues, I think is that's the reason for getting this group together, is to both bring all of the discussions around serials to, for there to be a venue for that to be community driven. And secondly, to make sure that we are able to have those discussions like across the modules, rather than kind of me just asking users, oh, how do you want serials management to work? But then not having that joined up so that you get the results of, in that example, get the results of serials management work actually appearing in your discovery system or wherever down the chain that needs to happen. So I think that's all I've got to say in terms of introduction. Very happy if Peter or Joe or anyone wants to either add to that or ask questions about it.
Well, Owen, I think you explained it quite good. These were the reasons that we decided to bring up this working group. And yes, we have been working on series for quite a long time, and we have made good progress. And there are things to come with the next versions which will really improve the experience of series management. But we have now come to a point where we can't solve all the problems that occur and all the wishes that come from the community only in our team and in your team and the GBV part who is supporting it. So that it seems to be very useful to bring in to set up this meeting series as a possibility for all the people who are interested in series and want to want to make sure that the app can be improved and that all across Folio works together well.
Thanks, Peter. Are there any other comments or questions before we start to look at actual topics? Okay. So, oh, something in chat. Okay, thanks, Joe. Okay, in which case, I think let's so I can. The screen. So this is the page on the wiki that I've set up for capturing the topics for discussion. This is based on the acquisitions subgroup page that does a similar thing. And the idea is that anybody can add discussion topics or issues that they want to raise to this list by just editing this page on the wiki. And really, I would encourage you all like to take that empowerment to feel very much this is a page that is absolutely your page. You should be able to edit it and add to it just as you want. You know, if they're things missing from it, if there are topics you want to raise, or if you need to change the formatting to make it work for you, you know, the important thing for me is that this page is well used by the community. So please feel free to edit this in any way you like and add things to the list. And that could be just something as simple as a question. You know, it may be like, how does this work? That we could discuss and look for examples of how people are doing these things, you know, particular workflows or issues in real life. You know, we have practitioners here, I'm sure, with some with experience of doing this maybe in Folio already, some with experience of doing it in other systems. And I think that given where we are with serials development in Folio right now, you know, all of that experience is really valuable to moving Folio forward. So, you know, please do add questions or big topics of conversation or small topics of conversation, whatever it is, to this list. What we'll do is to start to work through these lists, this list, and take topics for discussion one by one in when we meet. And you know, those topics might result in some action that could be just knowledge sharing. You know, we might just share knowledge in the meeting, that might be enough. It could be about some need for new functionality. And generally what I'd expect to happen there is that that would result in some Jira tickets being created, Jira feature being created, and related stories, so that we have a good definition of what that behavior should be, what that new functionality should be. Or it might be amendments to existing functionality, which could, you know, might be working in a similar way. If it identifies bugs, you know, if somebody finds behavior that's a bug, obviously we could generate a bug. Or it might be something else. So the first topic in this list isn't about the functionality per se, but is about how, as a community, can we work together on a particular thing. And I think that you know, that might be setting up another wiki page, or it might be, you know, I don't want to, you know, that's another, that's what the discussion is there for. But generally, I'd hope that when we discuss these, we come up with some actions, and then those actions are taken, and we can track those, make sure that we're on top of those meeting to meeting, and that we're moving forward. To be realistic, we know that, you know, as we agree development goals, so new features, etc., those are constrained by available resource. So as we work through these, we may come up with Jira tickets that unfortunately doesn't mean that they'll immediately get acted on. But I think that there is interest in moving this functionality forward. So I hope that either we'll have existing investment existing teams will be able to do that work, or perhaps we'll have to look at how does this thing get supported if it's not already on somebody's development list, if it's not already being worked on. So I think those are things that, those are challenges for us, just because we think, well, this would be a great piece of functionality, unfortunately, it doesn't mean that it will definitely happen or happen in a certain time frame. But I think the first step towards having that work done is being very precise about what that work is. And so that's why it's important to have these discussions, because, if we these discussions will help us understand the work, help us prioritize the work, and while that doesn't guarantee something gets done, definitely increases the chances of it getting done. So, yes. If anybody doesn't already have a Wiki account, I'm just trying to think. I can't remember actually how you get one set up. Does anybody remember how you get a Wiki account set up if you don't already have one? There's probably a Wiki page on it.
I'm not sure it's why he raised his hand, but Peter raised his hand.
Oh, Peter.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to mention another important aspect of this working group. This covers the funding part. As I explained in the beginning, GBV has been funding the development since the beginning, in the first place together with Duke, until they left the project, and now we were have been funding it all alone on our own, and we will surely not be able to cover all funding for future developments any longer. This does not mean that we will retire from funding, but we would also welcome if there would be possibilities for other institutions who want to engage and want to bring the development forward, also to be able to pay for it. And this is something that we should have to keep in mind when we are talking about the wishes and improvements that we can list on the page that you created, Owen.
I can't immediately find a link to that tells you how to get a new account. Wonder if I.
I can look for it, Owen, while you are talking. Let me,
Okay,
because it's
thanks,
not so
Charlotte.
long ago I found it.
Okay, thanks, Wanda. Right, in which case, let's okay, thanks, Joe. So if you're not logged in, if you haven't used the wiki before, if you haven't logged in before, if you go to the login option, then you can create a new account. Right, and then you should be able to edit this page. So we have six issues on the list so far, and we've got half an hour. I guess that we could just dive in and make a start. If everybody's happy with that, or if anybody has any suggestion to a different way, I'm very happy to take a different approach. Okay, well, let me start with what maybe is a simple one. I don't know. So the thanks, Valerie. So the first issue on the list is in Sunflower, the serials management module supports what are called publication pattern templates. And these help you set up publication patterns. So actually, if I just see if I can demonstrate these quickly. What do I need to share? I need to share my whole desktop, and then you'll be able to see. So, so setting up a serials publication pattern. So this is used, for those of you not familiar with the serials management module, this is used to allow you to predict or generate a set of expected issues for a serial, which you can then transfer used to generate receiving pieces. So in Ramsden's, when you were adding a publication pattern, you essentially had to fill in this form, which you can say, this is a monthly publication pattern, and you get one issue per month, and it comes on the first of the month, and you have to set this all up. And so a simple one might look like this. And this is really as simple as it gets. I think this is a monthly publication pattern. Issues come out on the first of the month. So, and a label just with the month and year. So these are the issues that this pattern would predict. Now, we know that publication patterns can get more complicated than this, and even I've whizzed through that. It's not a tutorial, but the if you start to get into enumeration, different enumeration and chronology, different frequencies, there are essentially infinite variations on how these things are published, and having to fill out this form every time in full for each prediction pattern is time consuming. So we've introduced the idea of templates. So you can set up in advance templates that have particular patterns. So this is in the Bugfest system, so just a test system. But for example, this one is a monthly issue with three levels of enumeration, so year, volume, number, or and if I use that, that fills out the form for me. So you can see like that's added in, and if this was a blank form, it would have filled in all of that for me. Let's take another example. If we go say this is a daily pattern. Or let's go semi-weekly pattern. So there are 104 issues per year, and that will fill in all of those details for me. So that doesn't seem to be filling in all the details for me. And the ones, there you go. The ones set up here in this list are all ones that are essentially ones based on feedback from libraries in Germany. And you can see most of the labeling is in German. I have done some English language versions as well. These were all based on discussion with a group of German libraries. But of course, like across the community, we might see like people wanting different templates. Now, these templates are not set up in advance. They're ones that you can load into the system. So you can have exactly the templates you want. But my feeling is that a lot of you would have the same requirements for templates. So my question is, if I or you, whoever, authors a template that you could load into your system, what's the best way of sharing that? Where would you, so if I were to write some templates like I have done for the German libraries, would a wiki page work? Would a GitHub repository work? Where do people feel comfortable looking for that kind of information? Download some files that you can then upload into your system.
I'm thinking I would rather go to a place I'm already somewhat familiar with, like the wiki.
Yeah.
Is
Does
that a good
anybody
way
have
to?
any? So
I
I was
was
going to
going to
say,
say, I
does anybody
just.
have?
Oh,
No, go
sorry.
ahead,
Oh, wait, go
Heather.
ahead. No,
You
I was going to say, just
go ahead.
attach it to the subgroup. So, you know, the page in the subgroup.
Yeah. I was going to ask if anybody had any examples of other groups that shared files like that, maybe settings or configurations that were shared across the community and how they did it.
Who's the person that does documentation? Is that Molly? Would she be the one to ask?
I have talked to Molly
Okay.
about this as well. So yeah, I have had feedback from her, and she has given me some links. But I wanted to also see if anybody else had experience and or preferences. I see Jean says the reporting SIG uses GitHub. Yeah. Susanna, is that on the wiki that you keep those? If
Yeah, I guess.
can you drop me a link to that? It'll drop a link into the chat if
Yep.
you if the or is it on your own wiki? I guess it could be on your own wiki.
No, it's on the Folio Wiki for the German
Okay, great.
sites. I just need to find it.
Okay.
I put it there, so it's the templates you already know. There it is.
Thanks, Susanna. Okay, I see. Okay, you've got them. I see. Okay. So you already have some of these. Yeah, so we could set up. Great. Thank you. Okay. Any other thoughts on that, sharing this kind of information? Any other practices, good practices that I might look at? It could come from outside Folio. Doesn't have to be, as long as it's a good practice for sharing this kind of information. Okay, that's enough uncomfortable silence. Let me. And in terms of collecting, selecting what patterns people would like to see, I guess I could do that also via the wiki, or yeah, okay, I could, if people want to add in requests. Okay. Great. One topic down. So the second topic on the list is Peter, from you. I can't remember if this is directly from you or from someone who gave it to you, but this is about being able to link from a receiving title to the serials record. So at the moment, I think you can. So just to check, if I'm in serials management, see if I can.
Yes, I can show it on if you'd like to.
All right. Okay, yeah, I'll hand over to you. Yeah, you show it.
I have an example here from one of our testing systems, so excuse me for showing it to you in German, but as you see here, this is a serials app, which is called Fortsetzungen in German, but here we have a serials record, and it has publication patterns and piece sets, and so here you have the possibility to access directly the title in receiving, which is this one, Journal of Early Modern History. And if I click here, then I come to the receiving app. This is this one, and here you see the title, and you see the expected pieces, and the already received pieces. There are no pieces received yet, but here you see these pieces, and if you are here, you have no direct possibility to get back to your serials record again. So you would. It is quite cumbersome to do some additional steps and not have a direct link from the receiving back to serials as you have it in serials to receiving. And so this came, I don't know, remember where it came up. Several people told me about it. I think we found it out ourselves that it would be useful, but also the German group which has talked about series mentioned this as a wish for improvement.
Thanks, Peter. I see Joe has already asked, would adding in accordion work? And Susanna's given that a thumbs up. Are there any, like, apart from, so what Peter's asking for, I think, or what's been asked for is navigation back from the receiving app to the serials app. If it was an accordion being added, is there other information people would want to display? I suppose do people want to give a thumbs up to this work, like this is a requirement? Is anybody, I mean, I can't see why anybody would be against it as such, but I don't know if anybody has a different view or different take on that. And is there any other information that you'd want alongside just a link back?
Just for the sake of AI taking notes, I'm going to read Joe's part about accordions are useful for providing windows to external record types, which is why I'm looking at the possible approach. And several people liked it.
Thanks, Heather.
Suzanne said some of the information would be useful.
So, Susanna, do you have an idea of what information would be useful?
Yeah, like the oh God, I don't know the English word. Typical. The oh fuck. The
Sorry, I'm laughing.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Do the German word and we'll see if we can say it, we'll translate it.
Erscheinungsweise. Maybe Peter knows it.
Erscheinungsweise.
Yeah, Erscheinungsweise. The times when it comes out, the piece. Oh God.
Some
Like
kind of
monthly.
publication pattern. Yeah.
Yeah, but not the template.
Not the template, no, but the way that the publication is
Like monthly,
published
quarterly.
each, yes,
Yeah.
each month,
I'm
each week or
sorry.
so. Yeah.
That's quite all right.
Frequency is correct. Joanna
Yes.
wins.
Yes, frequency. Thank you.
So essentially what we're talking about is, if I share that, this it would be this.
Yes, the publication cycle. Yes.
Yeah, so like it obviously, like, this doesn't kind of boil down to a nice, you know, like monthly or bi-monthly or whatever phrase. Although I suppose we could do that translation for particular patterns, but it's difficult because, of course, you know, if it's 5 times a year or whatever is that. But this tells you, these three pieces of information tell you how often it's coming and how many times. How many publications there are in that time. So if it was biannual, this would be time unit year, number of years one, number of issues per cycle, what two. That's 2 issues per 1 year, 2 issues a year. Sorry, that's semi-annual. Semi-annual. If it was biannual, it would be number of years two and number of issues one issue every 2 years. So yeah, I guess that we I, so that's okay, that's good. That's good. When talking about folio, Steph, surely never.
The two words go together quite regularly.
Great. And okay, so in that case, it sounds to me like I already shut the screen sharing, that an action here. Would be, I think, for Owen and Joe to collaborate on a feature story to add materials management. Accordion to receiving view pane containing link back to materials management and frequency. Yeah, so I guess that I agree with what Joe's comment in the chat. It doesn't seem like this is a huge thing to do. It sounds relatively straightforward. I think we do something similar in some other places. For instance, with my applications, I know something similar happens between agreements and orders. So it sounds like something we know basically how to do. I think I would agree with Joe that the main concern is making that display useful. And making sure we're providing the best UI for that. The way I would normally approach that with my apps is probably to get a design done and then present back to the group for comment. I don't know, Joe, if that sounds reasonable to you, that we could bring this back in a month at the next meeting of this group and get comment on it or share it on the Serials channel.
Yeah, no, I think bringing this back next month with a more concrete solution. I would also suggest that this group now, please feel free to comment. The sooner the better, because the more information we have going into working on their UX we can work up. I also see Charlotte has her hand raised.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Charlotte.
And I don't only have a comment about if we know how the Serials app is grouped compared to the receiving app when it comes to the new Eureka app and platform formalization, because that can play in a bit on with exchange of information across the two different modules. Right now, I'm looking for if I can find Oleksiy Petrenko's latest IO diagram.
Yeah, I did. I think it's been grouped with the acquisitions modules,
Okay.
I believe. I'd need to double check that. And I was just looking for that conversation. I'll have a look afterwards. Let me make a note to myself to do that. Okay, I'll have a look at that afterwards. Oh, Joe says he thinks they're separate apps. Okay, maybe they are then.
Well, so far, the app formalization Serials has not. But because they're separate components, I think they should be treated separately. And because Thunderjet doesn't own Serials, we're not incorporating that. So I think this is really a place where the Serials app belongs as an entity unto itself, and then roles management should account for that, based on what I understand about Eureka. But I think we can also have on the side later. But for Charlotte's purposes, Charlotte, they will be almost certainly considered separate apps. And I think one of our takeaways is going to be what should roles look like. And I think that's really a discussion for this broader group when we get back to that for what roles need to happen. And we should add that down the road as one of our discussion topics later.
Okay. Well, feel free to add that to the page, Joe, for future discussion. Okay. So we're at 25 past. Let me have a look at the next topic. Okay, the next topic is a big one, and I think one that definitely has will have some interest. It came up on the Serials channel just this week, which is about the workflow for creating pieces. So this is going from having a prediction pattern to having the receiving pieces created, and that at the moment is several steps. and several steps that have to be repeated each time. You need to predict another set, whether that's annual or less frequently. In I think in Ramzans, you can do multiple years at once, but you probably don't want to do too many years at one go. So essentially, you have to do this on a regular basis, and it's definitely not ideal that that's not somehow automated or easy to do. I think it's we can't discuss it now. I think we're going to close. We're probably done with useful discussion for today, but there are several discussion topics for us to pick up next time. That one, in my mind, I'm really interested in understanding like what the ideal workflow is there, how that should be triggered, how should, and I do wonder if there's some links here to questions about not just like receiving, but also like whether the orders are open and closed and this kind of thing. Like, how do we know that we should definitely do a prediction for the next set of content, as well as kind of actually automating that process so it happens without, well, with minimum user input, I guess is what you'd look for. But that can all wait for next time. I think for me, I would say that really appreciate everybody coming along today. Please do edit the wiki page and add your topics. Please do join the Serials channel in Slack if you're not already on there, where we can discuss Serials related things of all types. And apart from that, I'm done. Are there any other comments or things that people want to raise, note before we close for the week? Okay. Well, thank you all. Have a good week. Have a good month, and we'll convene on the 22nd of August for those of us who are not on vacation. I guess a few people maybe, but see you all soon. Thanks all.
Thanks, Owen. Bye.
Thank
Thank you.
you.
Bye.
Bye.